It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Health officials are urging Coloradans to continue social distance and wearing non-medical masks when going out for essential activities. State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy says that has helped slow the spread, but that now is not the time to stop.
If we don't take this seriously, we will continue to see an increase in cases and a tragic loss of life. We will see our hospitals become overwhelmed and our healthcare system having to make tough decisions.
Herlihy says the state hopes to see the effects of the stay-at-home order by later this week. Colorado has confirmed more than 5,100 COVID cases. Officials say the actual count could be more than three times higher. Denver wants to set up one large shelter where people who are homeless could maintain social distancing. City and state lawmakers say that having a designated facility would reduce the strain on individual shelters. The CEO of the Denver Rescue Mission, Brad Miley, says those without stable housing aren't able to safely self-isolate, and his facility lacks personal protective equipment, or PPE, to serve them.
Every day, I send men and women, our staff, into the fire of no social distancing with no PPE to try to take care of the most vulnerable population in our city.
The Colorado Supreme Court will not issue statewide guidance on how to manage jails during the pandemic. CPR's Allison Sherry reports advocates for inmates are looking at other options.
To truly provide social distance in a crowded county jail, officials have to release people. And that is happening in some places. In Jefferson, Denver, Boulder, and Arapahoe counties, for example, low-risk inmates have been released to allow those who remain to stay 6 feet apart. But ACLU attorney Rebecca Wallace says right now those policies are still up to judges, sheriffs, and prosecutors in each area, and some aren't cooperating.
This is a question about how we keep people both behind bars and outside of the bars in the free community, how we keep them safe and healthy.
Colorado Supreme Court denied the request for a statewide policy this week, and now advocates say they may sue some counties to get compliance. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Nearly half of Colorado households have filled out the 2020 census questionnaire. At 48.5%, that puts Colorado 13th among the states with the highest response rates. This is CPR News.